My little Sunflash, do you not know me?
He said. Sunflash smiled back through the tears that welled in his eyes.
Father.
Yes, my son. I am Barkstripe, husband of your mother, Bella of Brocktree. These two badger lords are Boar the Fighter, your grandsire, and Lord Brocktree, your great-grandsire. Listen to them now. They have something important to tell you.
Boar the Fighter and Lord Brocktree barred the gate entrance with sword and axe and spoke as one.
You cannot enter here, Lord.
Sunflash felt a great sadness come over him. He wanted to join his sires, not to be rejected by them. He felt alone and helpless.
Why do you refuse me entrance when I am weary and wish to sleep? And why do you call me Lord?
He asked. Again the sepulchral tones of the badger warriors rang out.
There are many long seasons to be lived before you come here. Do not surrender. Rise up. The mountain awaits you. It is in need of a badger lord.
Inside the cave dwelling, the squirrel, who was called Elmjack, rubbed his back ruefully.
Mine old bones be yet stiff from all that dragging and pulling. 'Twas the hardest day's work in many a long season, friends, thanks to thy Rashmet, good wife Lully.
The mole wife peeked over her apron top.
Your Rashmet'll be worn out or dragging it all that way with Zer Badger laying on it, aye? Worn out like Urson's be.
Outside, the little mole maids and hoglets played on the sward under a soft morning sun. Unaware of how close to death Sunflash lay, they had invented a new game, as infants will, fighting off adders. The two little mole maids clung to each other, shrieking,
Help! Help! These serpents be a-gonna eat them, Zazu!
Girmel and Turg were jointly pretending to be Sunflash.
Stop still!
We'll save thee.
Bitty and Gilla, the two little hog maids, stood on the sidelines, yelling,
Better save them quicker before they get at it up!
Grr, go away, you nasty old sniggers!
Girmel and Turg roared as they thrashed imaginary adders.
Yeah, slinky, stinky old slimy snakes! Take that!
Deary Lingle hurried out with a paw on her lips.
Shush! Hush now, little uns. Keep your noise down. We got a very sick badger to nurse in there. Do be quiet, please.
The babes halted their game and clung to her apron.
Why do we care if Sunflash would be sick, Marm?
Badgers be too big to get sick.
These serpents bited him 2,000 times.
Will Sunflash get deaded?
A squirrel make him better, I think.
Arr.